It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. School districts around Wisconsin are grappling with artificial intelligence and chatbots in the classroom and how they set school policy on the use of those products.
Some have tried to ban the applications altogether. Others are trying to embrace AI as a tool to enhance student learning.
It can be hard for schools to keep up with emerging technology like this, so we're checking in on how different districts in the state are approaching the challenge.
The school district of Monroe doesn't currently have a formal policy on AI. But administrators are working through these conversations now to determine what, if any, applications it could have in its schools.
Josh Wilson is the associate principal of Monroe High School. Josh, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, how has the topic of artificial intelligence been coming up at Monroe High School? What got the conversation going in your district?
Yeah, so I can speak from the high school level. So Monroe High School principal Jeremy Jackson came in to my office and asked me if I was aware of artificial intelligence in terms of ChatGPT, things of that effect. I said, I'm not really at all. So he shared it with me. And I started, kind of playing around with it a little bit, asking it questions. And my first thought, I taught before I became an associate principal. I taught history for 16 years. And, of course, my first thought was, okay, so if kids use this, this is how we'll check for plagiarism and things to that effect. So that was my first kind of interaction with it. And then we started to have some really interesting conversations about, you know, how can we have our students use this technology while still maintaining the goals of education in terms of, you know, students arriving at their own answers, students engaging in the learning process, engaging in the thought process. And so really what originally started as this conversation about how am I going to catch kids plagiarizing turned into this larger conversation about what kind of assignments do we want to give kids? What kind of activities do we want them to do? What kind of learning experiences are important for our students at Monroe to prepare them for the rest of their lives after they graduate from high school?
When you talk to teachers and your other colleagues about AI and chatbots, do you hear more fear and concerns or curiosity and excitement? What's the tone of a lot of the conversation, the talk that you're hearing?
Really, we kind of run all over the place, right? We have plenty of teachers who are concerned about, you know, some of the assignments that they give to kids and how they can really assess what a student knows. We have other teachers who are really leaning into AI and challenging their kids to work with the program. You know, it just runs the whole spectrum of classroom experiences and discussions about, again, what kind of activities and assessments and experiences we really want for our kids.
Do you have a sense of how much students in Monroe had already been using AI maybe for their classwork, whether we knew it or not or wanted them to or not?
Yeah, so, you know, AI is not a new thing, right? And I kind of smile a little bit when I think about, I don't know how old you are, but, you know, technology always changes, mm-hmm. right? And so I remember as a kid, as I don't know how old you are, but probably some of your listening audience remembers the same thing, that you'll never, doing math classes, right? You'll never carry a calculator with you all the time. Well, I do now, you know, and I remember it was early in my undergraduate career when Wikipedia came out, and that was the death knell of research, you know. And now we've used it, and we've at least as a launching point for further research. So we know that kids are using and have used AI in terms of ChatGPT specifically. You know, we don't really know what students are familiar with and what students aren't familiar with. I think we have some guesses based on some of conversations that I've had with kids. But, you know, that goes back to the conversation of, we know that kids are going to use this. We know that even if we block it at school, kids are going to find a way. Kids are resourceful, and they're going to find a way to use it. So what's the lesson that we want kids to have? To not access this whatsoever, or to teach the kids how to use ChatGPT while, again, maintaining fidelity to an assignment or to an assessment that's getting them to challenge themselves and to grow academically.
We're talking to Josh Wilson, associate principal at Monroe High School, looking at artificial intelligence in his school, as a lot of schools are working on policy on the use of chatbots, what students can and can't do with it. What kind of conversations are you having now, Josh, about a policy to have, something that might cover all your classrooms in the school about what to do and what not to do?
Yeah, so we've had a lot of great conversations with it. We've had a lot of conversations with all the departments, basically, or I should say staff members within those departments. I think right now teachers just want some guidance. So I reached out to a number of administrators in the Rock Valley Conference, which is what we are as a athletic conference, just to see what policies look like. I also have reached out to some other colleagues and friends that I have throughout Wisconsin and the Midwest. And really, the policies are all over the place. You know, if we outright ban the technology here in Monroe High School, are we doing a disservice to our kids when they go off to the workforce or if they go off to college and they are in a class with somebody who has been taught how to use AI in a productive, meaningful way? I don't know what our policy is going to look like. You know, technology, you know, I had a conversation with somebody the other day about discussing the limitations of AI. And, you know, certainly it's not perfect, but you know, with the thing with technology is that it constantly improves. And so I don't know where our policy will go, but I think our teachers deserve some guidance, as do our students.
You mentioned having taught history, and that made me think, I think 8th-ish grade back in the day, I had to write a paper on the Battle of Antietam in the U.S. Civil War. Now, I know if I'd had ChatGPT and I gave it a prompt, write me a paper about Antietam, and I printed it off and handed it in, that wouldn't have done much for young Rob's learning experience. What are some of the ways you think that a person in that position could take a topic like that, use maybe a chat bot to come up with a good product and maybe help them learn maybe even more than I did with my poorly handwritten paper back in the day?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So, you know, again, I'm not teaching history right now, mm-hmm. but if I were, I would say to you, I mean, what is the goal of learning about this particular conflict, right? Is it that you need to know that it's a turning point in the Civil War, that it's the single bloodiest day in American history? So rather than just saying, write me a report about it, right? It goes back to a teacher kind of thinking about what is a skill, what is the experience that I want you to have as a student? And I think that helps us develop, you know, an overarching sense of, you know, as a history teacher, sadly, you realize that most of my students aren't going to be history majors, right? And so what is it that I want a student to be able to do and experience and to learn and to use moving forward in a history class with the understanding that, you know, there's an artificial intelligence program out there, and how do I find a way to balance a kid using artificial intelligence while also getting them to understand, you know, the Battle of Antietam in a larger conversation about the Civil War or a larger conversation about, you know, civil conflicts wherever they may be.
Josh, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
All right. Well, thank you for having me.
Josh Wilson is the associate principal of Monroe High School. He was with us today to talk about how his district is working through how it wants to handle artificial intelligence in classrooms. Now we're turning our attention to a Wisconsin school district that is already leaning into AI with the hopes of teaching students how to use it responsibly. The Unified School District of De Pere is running a trial period of an artificial intelligence program. It's called Brisk Teaching for grades 7 through 12. Kathy Van Pay is the director of elementary curriculum and instruction at the Unified School District of De Pere. Kathy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I imagine at school districts often, if the idea of artificial intelligence for kids comes up, the gut reaction might be, no, no way. But as you thought about it there in De Pere, you wanted to take a more proactive approach. What led you to want to try something, and we'll get into Brisk in a minute, but some program like Brisk with your students?
Sure. It really starts, you know, kind of grassroots from our teachers, our tech integration coaches. People are using things already because there are so many free options out there. And so we as a district like to do things that we call freedom within fences. We want to make sure that our atmosphere is safe and that we're using things appropriately. And so we basically really found out more about what people are using as free options and how they're using it in the classroom, and are trying to get caught up, so to speak, which I think is the case for most school districts, and get caught up with what is already in practice and do things that provide us with a little bit of fencing in making for a safer environment.
And that fencing reminds me, I gather the phrase Wild West came up a lot in some of the early meetings, talking about how people were using all the different chatbot and whatever options that are out there.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, there are so many options that are out there that people who think they're not using AI really probably are and don't necessarily realize it. If you're using Siri or Alexa or things like that, it's really, you know, artificial intelligence based.
Well, let's talk about what you are trying there, this Brisk teaching tool. What is it? How are students interacting with it?
Sure. So far, we're getting this rolled out to teachers first, and we're in the process of getting that rolled out to students. The way Brisk works, it's a lot more kind of like a Grammarly app in a sense. It does some of the things that Grammarly does, or, you know, checking for grammar and things like that. It does a little bit more than that. And that is also helping to provide that research angle that students will be able to use. Teachers are able to use that as well and do it within, you know, those fences or so on. And so what happens is that when teachers and students are using it, it's its own environment. It does not feed anything into what's called the large language model. And so it's not helping AI grow in that sense. It's using what AI has, taking from it, and then being able to provide that information to teachers and to students. So right now, we'll likely be able to see this in more use with students for writing and providing feedback in writing, and also having students be able to research things and look for things and get examples of things and so on and use that in their writing.
A concern about the use of chatbots, say, to write that paper is, well, the student just has the chatbot write the paper. They're not doing the work. They're not doing the thinking. Therefore, they didn't get anything out of this. Well, it sounds like what you're doing is a little more complicated than that and is trying to keep that student, or will be trying to keep that student engaged in that process. What could that look like?
Sure. I mean, teachers, you know, first of all, we're rolling out what professional development looks like for teachers. And you know, and part of that is sharing in how you use Brisk, but how you use artificial intelligence, you know, in general. And it also is about the policy and the reasons for the policies that we have related to artificial intelligence so that we can maintain it for appropriate use, because we don't want teachers just developing their own curriculum from it. We still provide a guaranteed and viable curriculum within our school district. And then also for students, you know, we don't want them to be able to just do anything with it and have it be like the Wild West. And so, you know, we use it to enhance the writing, but not to do the writing for you. And so Brisk actually, you know, provides suggestions, but it does not just do the writing for you.
I want to talk more about the teacher training things, because, you know, a teacher might be thinking, well, gosh, I've got my subject matter, math or English or whatever the case may be, and I'm trying to manage a classroom and work at the curriculum and get things graded and so on. And now we're artificial intelligence experts, too. How does this program help bring teachers on board?
Sure. I think, you know, part of it is thinking about change implementation, you know, within an organization. And so some of it is bringing people on board who are ready for it and wanting to and are excited, and then having that buzz and that information, you know, spread across teachers who maybe don't have as much knowledge about it or are not as interested. They find out more of what you can do. And so in terms of like that time management piece, teachers, so many people, especially in the middle and high school levels, are, you know, it's not just about writing in an English language arts class. You know, you're using writing in just about every content area. And so teachers are correcting all of that. They're looking at what has the student written? What are they learning from this? Are they able to express that in writing? So instead of having to go through every single piece of paper, they can provide some feedback along the way by simply putting portions of that paper or the whole paper in a artificial intelligence, or in our terms for Brisk, and provide, you know, to be able to provide some feedback to students. So it's very in the sense that it saves some time, they will be able to save a little bit of time by using this. And so having to learn a little bit about it takes some time, but it'll pay back in the time that they save in providing feedback to students.
We're talking about artificial intelligence in Wisconsin schools. Kathy Van Pay is with us from the Unified School District of De Pere. Can you talk, Kathy, about the skills we're hoping students develop? Because whether we like it or not, they're going to come out into a world and a workforce that has lots and lots of AI that we can't even imagine yet, possibly. What are you hoping that using a program like BRISC is going to prepare them for?
Sure. It is definitely preparing them for life. And I think a big piece of it is just that flexibility of mind, because these things are going to grow and change rapidly. And the workforce, in general, has to be able to grow and change rapidly with the items that are out there, the opportunities and the applications that are out there. One of the things that, definitely I've heard is a need is that in our technical colleges and our universities, they have students coming in who are trying these things out, but they've never actually been taught how to use and not use them. And so, it tends to be a little bit of the Wild West in those levels as well. And so people within our district who have ties to universities and technical colleges are definitely saying, we're so glad that you're doing this in the schools, because the next round of students coming into, post high school education definitely will have some of those skills built in. Before they get there. Right now, I think a lot of the levels are just trying to kind of catch up. And so if we're doing this in the public schools K-12, or in our case, it's 7-12, this will be helpful for them as they roll into what's next in life, whether it's school and then career, or career right off the bat.
Then looking down the road when this is fully up and running, how do you evaluate success or room for improvement?
Sure. Partly that starts with, the anecdotal evidence from our teachers. It also, providing any evidence that we have in terms of disciplinary things that occur, if there's a misuse and so on, that helps us to know, how many incidences are there of that and what do we need to do to respond to that. I think the nice thing about using a more specific application like BRISC is that we receive usage information, so we can break that down into smaller groups as which departments are using it, which content areas, how is it being used, and so on. And that really gives us an idea, really, of how everything's working. So we put all of those pieces together.
Kathy, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Kathy Van Pay is the Director of Elementary Curriculum and Instruction at the Unified School District of De Pere. She was with us to share how her school district is implementing artificial intelligence in the classroom. And earlier we heard from Monroe High School Associate Principal Josh Wilson about how the Monroe School District is working to form its own AI policies.